Blog Talk Radio.
There's a story of an old sister who would come to church every Sunday. It was pain aching in her body. She would struggle from the back of the church all the way to the front pew, sometimes with tears streaming from her eyes. And one day, one of those young sisters got beside her, and she told that old sister, "Sister, if you're in so much pain, why don't you just turn around and just stay home sometime?" That old sister just held her Bible close and said these words.
As I read the story of old, and I look at old man Joe, she had lost everything that he had in just one day. Now can't you see him as he spoke with his wife? But she said, "You ought to curse your God and die." I can imagine with tears in his eyes, I can hear Joe say, "I won't let the pain
turn me around.
Though he slay me, I'm still gonna trust the Lord. No sickness, no sorrow, no pain. See, this is what I've learned. You see, when time in life gets hard, that's when you ought to fall down and worship God. So I won't let nothing."
She told us, she said, "Before I take it back, I'll add more
stuff. What about those Hebrew boys? Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. When the king said, better bow down before that image that day. Yeah, yeah. Well, those boys were scared of the fire. Hey, they looked the king dead in the eye. No fear in their hearts, I can hear them say, I won't let nothing turn me around. No weapon formed against me surprise.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to our Morning Words of Encouragement. I am your host, Danielle. Thank you all so much for tuning in on today. If it is your first time being here with us, we welcome you and invite you to continue joining us Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. We also ask that you invite others to join the call as well. Our Morning of Encouragement is a ministry of the Church of Christ at Redan Road, located in Lithonia, Georgia, where Brother Willie Bradshaw is minister. Our words of encouragement for today will be presented by Brother Bryant Tansel. We ask that you all please stop whatever it is you are doing, find yourselves a quiet corner, and prepare to listen to the words God has placed upon his heart to share with us all on today. Immediately following the words of encouragement, he will close us out with a word of prayer. Brother Tansel, you are on the air.
Good morning. Thank you so much, Danielle. Thanks to all of our listening
audience, no matter where you might be. Thanks for giving us your listening ear this morning. Today, our topic is praise and praise. Two essential tools that you must have in your spiritual toolbox. There's an old ad slogan out there that some of you will remember some time ago. It was called, "Don't leave home without it." I'd like to add one, "Don't go home without it." The first word we look at when I say praise and praise is P-R-A-Y-S. You've all heard the saying, a family that prays together stays together. I'd like to add that a church that prays together stays together. Today I'm going to talk about praise and praise. Since we're on the phone, I'm going to spell out the message so you can visualize what I'm talking about. The first word we're going to discuss is the word P-R-A-Y-S. And secondly, we're going to discuss P-R-A-I-S-E. So we're going to note some scripture regarding each topic, and we'll begin now. When we look at Jeremiah 37 and 20, it says, "Therefore hear now, I pray thee, O Lord the King, let my supplication, I pray thee, be accepted before thee, that thou cause me not to turn to the house of Jonathan the scribe, lest I die there." Another verse we're going to look at is 1 Thessalonians 5 and 17. It says, "Pray without ceasing." And we should always be in a constant mind of prayer. Your most humble prayers, of course, you can be in your quiet space. You can be on your knees. You can be in that area that just, it's quiet around you, and you can think of everything you want to talk to the Lord about and be grateful for and ask for. But also, you can pray with your eyes open when you're walking down the street, when you're at work, when you're in the car driving down the road. I wouldn't suggest closing your eyes when you're driving, but you can pray, you know, turn off the music and just be in the quiet space and moment. You'd be surprised what comes to mind when you're in a mind of prayer, excuse me. When you look at 1 Thessalonians 5 and 25, it says, "Brethren, pray with us." Pray with us. Genesis 50, 17, I'll give you another scripture. "So shall ye say unto Joseph, forgive, I pray thee now, the trespass of my brethren, of thy brethren, and their sin, for they did unto thee evil. And now we pray thee, forgive the trespass of the servants of the God of thy father." And Joseph wept when they spake unto him. There's so many mentions of prayer and praise in the Bible. And I just wanted to highlight some verses there in Mark 13 and 33. When we look at an additional verse, it's, "Take ye heed, watch and pray, for ye know not when the time is." And the next verse that we're going to look at is arguably one of the most quoted prayers in the Bible, in Matthew 6 and 9. "After this manner, therefore, pray ye, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name." And you've heard the rest of the prayer. It's called the Lord's Prayer. Probably one of the most quoted prayers in the Bible. We certainly quoted it every time before we played football when I was a kid growing up. In 1 Samuel 15 and 25, it says, "Now therefore I pray thee, pardon my sin and turn again with me, that I may worship the Lord." All of these verses give us some ideas about prayer and how we can use prayer in our toolbox, our spiritual toolbox. When we look at 1 Timothy 2 and 8, it says, "I will therefore that men pray everywhere, lifting up holy hands without wrath and doubting." Sometimes we need to lift up our hearts, our holy hands, our voices, and fall on our knees and give God a good prayer. I mean a really earnest and sincere prayer. And prayer, as Brother Bradshaw mentions, is not always asking for something from God. We need to also be in the mind of thanking God for things. Ask and think. Ask and think. And you probably should start by thanking God and then ask him for something. In Luke 22 and 40, it says, "And when he was at the place, he said unto them, pray that ye enter not into temptation." So there's a song out there called "Yield Not to Temptation," and the Bible certainly teaches us about not yielding to temptation. But sometimes the things that we're tempted with are things we desire, and these things we desire may not necessarily be godly things. So if you pray more for wisdom, more for patience, for more self-discipline, which is lagging and lacking in our society, and you pray for self-reflection, you know, the ability to look at yourself and see yourself clearly and others truthfully and fairly without judgment, and then you have to take action on your prayer. Read the Bible. Ask your minister. Get good advice from someone worthy of giving you good advice. You'll be in the good graces of God for opening up your mind and your heart for what he has in store for you. Not what you desire, but everything we desire is not necessarily good for us. And God will give us what he believes is good for us. You remember that song verse out there? When I kneel in prayer, I hope to meet you there. Blessed Jesus, hold my hand. So a final point on the word praise, P-R-A-Y-S, when we look at one more verse in Acts 8 and 22, it says, repent therefore of this thy wickedness and pray God, if perhaps the thought of thine heart may be forgiving thee. So now as we turn to praise, P-R-A-I-S-E, a family that praises together stays together. Psalms 138 and 1 is the Psalm of David. It says, I will praise thee with my whole heart before the gods will I sing until thee. When we stay in Psalms and look at verse 109, chapter 109 and verse 30, I will greatly praise the Lord with my mouth. Yea, I will praise him among the multitude. And one of my favorites is, let everything that have breath praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord, in Psalms 150 and verse 6. So you remember the song, praise his holy name. Salvation has been brought down. Go and shout and tell it the world around. And also the song, lift your voice and praise him in song. Sing and be happy today. So regarding praise, P-R-A-I-S-E, you might hear someone say that they're going to church to get their praise on. And we've heard this certainly quite often along our spiritual journey. And when someone shouts out a blessing, sometimes you hear, praise God. It's a common affirmation to give honor and thanks to our Heavenly Father. So today we discuss the word praise and praise. And each of these words are essential words to our spiritual toolbox. We can always sharpen us our song. With that, I would like to turn to our Lord and Savior with a word of prayer and thanks. Father, thank you for allowing us to have this call today. Thank you for all the listening ears and the sound of my voice. Thank you for giving me the health and strength to continue to be here to study and to write these lessons and to think of things that can be valuable to all of us, including myself, on our spiritual journey here, Lord. Thank you for our health and strength and the ability to work and to be better people every single day of our lives. We can always improve. If someone said it, if we can improve 1% per day, you know, what type of person will we be at the end of the year? But Lord, we first have to commit to it in our minds. We have to look at everything that you bless us with. No matter how small we think it is, it's big to you. Everything around us are things that you grant us and give us. And let us open up our minds to see those blessings and receive them, Lord. We pray that we're able to look around for others that need our help, lend a helping hand, lend a helping ear. Never get too busy for doing the work of the Lord, and you will give us everything more than we need. Our cups always run over because you're raining blessings down on us all the time. Lord, let us be in the mind of asking after we give thanks. Give thanks first, then ask for something. But let us do the work. Let us read the Bible, ask our minister, ask people that are not in the same position for advice and not people in the same position. If you want to grow, you have to find people that made it through, that conquered that obstacle. Let us seek out and reach out for those people and add them to our closest contacts. Let us keep growing, Lord. Let us grow this ministry, continue to provide us all the lovely ministers and their families on Grace Nurture and all the listeners. And let us grow this service, Lord. We can do this together. In Jesus' name we pray today. Amen.